Today on Dog Pound Report, we break down the 2015 regular season schedule. We're joined by Craig Robertson coming off of a career year and have your chance to win two tickets to the 2015 Browns official draft party. This is Dog Pound Report.
Good morning and welcome to Dog Pound Report. I'm Andy Baskin. Beside me, Nathan Zagurat. Nathan, I feel like we did everything but play a football game this week.
That's right. We had coach press conferences. We had general manager press conferences. The players are back. The draft is less than a week away. It's time for football.
And the one thing that'll get fans really fired up, again, will be our first trending topic today. The big news this week, the 2015 regular season schedule has been released. And here's what it looks at. And Nathan, I look at those first three games and I say,
I say as well. Week number one, Mike Pettine against the Jets, where he was the defensive coordinator for all that time. Todd Bowles, new head coach there. It's a team that's either going to have maybe Geno Smith at quarterback or maybe Marcus Mariota if they draft him. Young quarterback, certainly a winnable game. Then you come home for the Tennessee Titans, a team that you beat last year on the road in the largest road comeback in NFL history. Again, that could be Zach Mettenberger, or that could be Marcus Mariota in his first game. And then week three, at home against the Oakland Raiders, a team you beat last year at home at First Energy Stadium. Another young quarterback in Derek Carr. A good one, but still, young quarterbacks, inexperienced quarterbacks against our great secondary. This is an opportunity to come out of the gate very, very quickly for the Browns.
All right, Nathan, you get to the meat of the schedule, and you know to win and try to make the playoffs, you've got to beat the AFC North, and we see them right in the heart in the middle of the season.
It is going to be huge, and it's going to all start in Week 9, Thursday Night Football in Cincinnati, where the Browns beat the Bengals 24-3 on a Thursday night game a year ago. Then you go on the road and take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. You talk about it. It's four straight games in the division. It starts in Cincinnati, then the Steelers, and then you get the bye week right in the middle of it.
All right, let's talk about that bye week, because you're so used to seeing the Browns have an early bye week or a late bye week. Last year it was, what, week four?
Week four.
And so now all of a sudden you're week 11. If you're playing good football, man, that's what the doctor ordered.
It is what the doctor ordered, because you have an opportunity to get healthy for that stretch run, the final six games of the year with the bye coming in week number 11. It also means in this murderer's row part of your schedule where you have to win against the AFC North, you go from a Thursday night game to a Sunday game, so you get 10 days. Then you go from a Sunday, a bye week, all the way to a Monday night game. You get basically 15 days off, so the Browns are going to be very rested when they come back and take on the Ravens.
All right, let's talk about that Monday night game against the Ravens, because if you've got a Monday night game late in the season against an AFC North team, that means you might be getting a little bit of respect from the league office.
A lot of respect, a lot of eyes going to be there, and I think that's where the Browns go with an orange out with the new unis, orange tops, orange pants, and everybody gets fired up. First time since 2009, Monday Night Football here in Cleveland.
And that was your favorite?
That's my favorite game of the year, and that was my favorite combination. Maybe the orange tops with the white pants, but orange certainly is at the top of the list.
Speaking a little bit more about what this team is up to, in this past Monday, the team was up bright and early as they were ready to roll on the first day of the 2015 offseason conditioning, and look who shows up on the set. It's four-year veteran Craig Robertson. Hey, great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Craig, it's great to have you here. Congratulations on signing your restricted free agent tender.
Thank you.
99 tackles last year, career high. You were the Browns representative for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. You started 11 games. You scored a huge down for the defense there. It was a great season. Year one of Jim O'Neill's defense. Now it's year two. What are you looking forward to the most?
Really just growing in the defense. You learn so much from year one to year two, and you have to be able to just grow with everything. Not flushing everything that you had before, but be able to go from classroom 101 to classroom 102.
Now, the offseason's fun, but you all still put in workouts, and we've seen a lot of Instagram and Twitter videos of people doing crazy stuff. Our guy Nelly, Robert Nelson's out there in a crazy gas mask pushing smart cars around. Did you do anything wild to stay in shape this offseason?
I mean, I did everything that I'm used to doing. You know, nothing out of the box. I just do whatever got me here. You know, nothing. I don't change up too much. Pool workouts, sand, heels, and feet work. That's the main thing that I do. No pushing smart cars.
Yeah, I was going to say, we saw you doing the sand workout, the volleyball workout. How'd you start doing that, and what does that do to help you? How does working out in the sand make you a better football player?
Well, I mean, when you're walking around, on just regular concrete grass. But when you're in sand, your foot is actually going into the sand, which makes it harder for you to make quicker movements. So you have to make your feet quicker on top of the sand to not get so deep in the sand to come out and make moves and be quick.
All right, every kid's going to be doing that now.
Yeah, they're going to get out there on the beach.
See you on Instagram.
Why not? So last year, you really kind of blossomed, came into your own. What was it about this defense that made you so confident in your ability to go out there and make plays?
To be honest, the defense just it made me comfortable. It made everyone comfortable, and it allowed us to go out and make plays. Coach O'Neal and Coach Pett said day one, this defense will allow you to go make plays. And just hearing that confidence every day through training camp, through preseason, and when it got to the season, it was like, okay, well, let's go out and make plays. And it just came down to it. That's what everybody did.
Jim O'Neal said to me, we will stop the run this year. Let me repeat, we will stop the run. As an inside linebacker, a lot of talk maybe getting a big guy up front to kind of be that nose tackle. What would that mean for you as an inside linebacker to have somebody up there taking up double teams and freeing you to make plays?
When you always had that big guy up front, it always helps. But, I mean, Coach O'Neal always said, you know, stop the run's a mentality. You know, we have to build the mentality with the guys we have now and not have to bring someone in to take that role. You have to be able to stop the run here. It's an attitude thing.
Craig, I want to ask you about this because we all know life is more than just football. You've got a big event coming up at the Wolstein Center on May 3rd, Honor Good Deeds, a Tolerance Fair. What's that all about? And folks can come out and see you. What are they going to see and what are they going to hear? And what's this thing all about?
Well, the Tolerance Fair is mainly just raising the awareness for kids with Tourette's and ADHD and just how they're around the community and how they need to be accepted into the community. A lot of kids who have problems and the such, they're looked at with a shaded eye and like they're not a complete person, but they really are. And it's just showing you how to tolerate people who have disabilities that can help them at all times.
Great
what,
stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, what got you involved in this? What made you say, I want to do this?
A kid named Justin Bachman. I went to the Tolerance Fair 2 years ago, and I was actually with the Browns doing a Play 60 there, and I met him, and it was just crazy that this high school kid ran this event. And I was, well, just give me the rundown. And he told me he used to run cross country, and his coach wouldn't let him run anymore. So he, you know, wanted to raise the awareness, and it really hurt my heart because I ran cross country, and I wanted him to run.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did. It was punishment for me.
I got out of basketball conditioning by running cross country.
But it really hurt my heart because you have to have a heart to do cross country. You know, you just can't just go out and run just because.
Greg, best of luck. We're looking forward to seeing this May 3rd, Wolstein Center. Again, it is Honor Good Deeds Tolerance Fair. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great season coming up.
Have a great year.
Looking forward to talking to you down the road. All right, we've got much, much more coming up on the Dog Pound Report, so stick around.
Coming up next, we talk to Solomon Wilcots about the Browns' draft strategies. Stay right here, Dog Pound.